side, baby. She lives way across town. I've got a west side baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. Now she's kind of tall and lanky. She's always dressing swell. She sets my soul on fire when she rings my front door bell. Yes, I've got a west side baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. Now Monday morning early, someone banged up on my door. I knew it was my baby, 'cause she's never knocked before. So I laid in bed and wondering, who could the caller be? I thought it was the insurance man, 'cause he's been heckling for me. Crazy about my west side, baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul alive.
It was summer 1948, and I needed money. After going door to door all day long, I was back again at Joffe's bar trying to figure out where I was going to go looking for work the next day. The newspapers was going on and on about the city elections, like they was really going to change somebody's life. Well, my life had already changed when I lost my job 3 weeks before.
For example, one of the white guys pulls a double shift. Says he's too tired to work overtime. You don't fire them.
That's all you have to say.
No, that's not all. I need to pay my mortgage and eat. I need a house to live in. I need to put clothes on my back, Mr. Giacomo. I need the job.
I'm sorry, fella. I gotta get back to work.
My name's not fella.
Huh?
My name's not fella. My name is Ezekiel Rawlins.
Catch you later, Jumpy. Hey! Watch the barber, damn it! What I tell you?
Javi, how much you think they're paying out there to Douglas Aircraft?
I don't know. Don't stay on your... Come on, this is a friend of mine. Yeah, easy. This is Mr. Mr. Albright.
You can call me DeWitt, easy.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Take a seat, easy. Mr. Albright and me go way back to before the war. Back when I was still in the flag game.
Yeah. Ever seen this guy fight?
Nah.
Huh? Shoot. Every time Joppy Shad stepped in the ring, you knew. You was gonna see some real knockdown, drag out fisticuffs. Where you from, Easy?
Houston.
Houston. It's Joppy's hometown. So here you need a job.
Oh yeah, Doc. Easy always trying to do better. He one of the few colored men around here who own his own house. Shoot, he paying the mortgage every month, just like y'all folks.
Property owner, huh? These big companies don't give a damn, do they, Easy? Got out of that racket a long time ago. Look, if you do need a job, you drop by this address, 7 o'clock tonight.
What kind of work do you do?
I do favors for friends. Drop by.
Who is that, Jobby?
Just somebody I know. Businessman.
Businessman,
yeah, he is. Ain't nothing to worry about.
Now, when somebody tell me ain't nothing to worry about, I usually look down to see if my fly is open. But all the way home, all I could think about was a chance to make some money. I first came out to Los Angeles when I got home from the war in Europe with $300 in my pocket and the GI Bill. Like me, a lot of colored folk from Texas and Louisiana had moved out to California to get them good jobs in the shipyards and in the aircraft companies.
Hey, we're late!
Now, me, myself, I was a machinist. And the first thing I did when I saved enough money was to buy me a house. Man, I love coming home to my house. I don't know. I guess maybe I just loved owning something.
Leave my trees alone.
I was feeling pretty desperate that evening. In a week, I'd be 2 months behind on my mortgage, and no, sir, I wasn't about to lose my house. But a chill running up the back of my neck was talking to me, telling me I was about to make a bad decision. Yeah, Albright made me nervous. He reminded me of a fella I knew back in Texas named Miles.
Drive over to the train yard, Easy, and let's dump this.
I thought you said this was your friend's car.
Now, what'd you do, Miles?
Just drive this son of a bitch.
What'd you do?
Job?
It depends on what kind of job it is. I don't want to get mixed up in that.
Walk out the door in the morning, Easy. You're mixed up in something. Only thing that matters is if you're mixed up to the top or not. I'm just looking for somebody. For a friend. Daphne Monet. Fiance of Todd Carter. She's been gone 2 weeks. It upset the poor man so much he stopped running for mayor.
I never laid eyes on him.
That's a shame. See, Daphne has a predilection for the company of Negroes. She likes jazz and pig's feet and dark meat. Know what I mean?
Predilection.
I go looking for him myself, but not of the right persuasion, so to speak.
What do you want from me?
What do you mean?
What do you want me to do?
Get a location on her.
Mr. Carter wants to make up with her.
$100. I pay in advance.
$100. All I got to do is tell you where she's at.
That's right.
And that's all?
That's all. Joppy tells me he used to frequent a legal club down on 89th and Central.
Yeah, John.
Somebody saw Daphne there a few nights ago. You could start tonight.
Mister, I done told you, you can't be in here harassing folks.
What's going on out there?
I just paid these damn cops off and they out there rousting my customers. That's what he gets for messing with that white woman.
Hey, come on, bro.
Don't pay him no attention easy. I done run for Junior to come down and take care of that. They ain't got nobody but Juicy and them tonight. I had Holiday on Thursday. Oh, yeah, you missed it. Junior, wait for the cops to leave. Take easy on upstairs. And if he's still down here, come on back and throw his ass out.
Get on out of here.
You better be gone.
I'll be here. I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, you just wait, mister. You just keep waiting. Mr. McGee, there is no upstairs.
Got another one of them cigarettes?
Sure. It's a pot. How you smoke these damn things? You're the only Negro in America smoke Mexican cigarettes.
You know, last time I heard these fellas playing tonight was back in Houston. That night your old buddy Mouse had to pull me up off of your ass.
But that's the way you remember it.
Hell, that's the way it was. Look here. When you gonna admit that you helped Mouse kill old man Navrochet?
You know, man, come on, get off that. You know I didn't have nothing to do with that. Where all the white women at?
Pay them white girls no mind.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
That's right. Just like you didn't help Mouse kill his stepfather. They easy. Did you help him kill his stepbrother too?
Sit over the coke back. You see a girl named Dahlia, Delilah, something like that? White girl, supposed to be something to see.
Now, if I do see her, I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Easy. How you doing tonight?
Well, it's going all right.
Sure is going.
Easy route. Is that you?
Boy.
Boy, you ain't jumped out no windows yet?
Not yet, Dupree.
Oh, look here. You know Coretta here, don't you?
Oh, how you doing, Coretta?
I'm all right, Easy.
It's Odell.
Hey, how you doing?
Odell. Can we sit down with y'all, Easy?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Well, we miss you down there at the plant.
And look here, Benny would have gave you a job back, right? All you had to do was go down there and say that you were sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, all right. Give me a pint of that bourbon.
Any man without his paycheck is showing up, sorry.
Oh, look here, man. I got it. Your money ain't no good.
Oh, this one's mine.
You sure? And you the one ain't got no job.
And you the one ain't got no money.
Oh, baby.
Any of y'all seen a white girl by the name of Dahlia or Delia, something like that? First name start with a D?
No. Coretta got herself a job at the phone company.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. They ain't hiring no mans down there, is it?
That old cock don't crow nearly so much now.
Better get on home.
You'd be sorry if you go.
I'd be sorry if I stay, too. Good night, Coretta.
Daphne's asleep by now, so you can't get none of that tonight. Go around here telling everybody Dahlia. Her name is Daphne.
You know her? Where you want me to put him at, baby?
This ain't my house.
What?
This ain't my house. Let me
just throw him in there on the bed. Get in there.
Shut up, you. Come on. Where's my key?
Careful of the door.
I was placed last week because he couldn't pay the rent. I shouldn't even let him sleep here tonight.
Damn, that Negro there.
I know.
I need a cigarette.
That all you need?
Girl, that son catch me tiptoeing outside your door. Ain't no telling what your neighbors might say.
All right, easy, all right. Dupree don't fell asleep on me. You just gonna walk out on me like I was dog food, huh?
What? Girl, what you talking about? Now, come on. Coretta, your man is in the next room. Why don't you tell me about your friend, Daphne?
Why do you keep asking about her? Colored woman ain't good enough for you no more, huh?
No, that ain't it. Look, I mean, shoot. Well, what if he was to hear something?
He's asleep.
What thing?
Shh, come on now.
What thing?
Dupree's right there in the next room. Don't do that.
Forget about Dupree, baby. You done got me going, Coretta.
It ain't right, Easy. It ain't right. Yeah, I'm doing this right in this room. All you're doing is nosing after my friend, Daphne.
That's just a job.
What job?
Some man want me to find her.
What man?
I don't know what man, baby. I don't want nobody but you. Baby.
Oh!
Daffy's my friend. Oh, you're hitting my spot.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you're hitting my spot. Oh, that's it, Daddy.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. And I went on hitting her spot until just before sunup. I realized later on that Coretta had found out as much about what I was up to as I had found out about Daphne Monet. As it turned out, Todd Carter wasn't the only man in Daphne's life. She was also shacking up with some small-time colored gangster named Frank Green. And Coretta had the nerve to charge me $10 for that information. See, everybody was in business in Los Angeles. I spent that morning waiting for Albright to call and trying to feel good about being able to pay a few bills. And I mean just a few. Shoot, a loaf of bread was damn near 15 cents. It was easy money. Too easy.
Hey, where you going, Sophie?
Back to Texas. Too fast for me out here.
Hi, Mr. Allen.
All right, then. Hey, get on away from them people's house now. Go on, get away from that tree. Get on away from that tree now. Go on, get away from that tree.
Is it?
I hope you have good news for me.
Oh, Mr. Albright, that you?
Sure is, Easy. What's shaking?
I got what you want.
Hey, why don't you hold on to that, Easy? I only do business in person. Tell you what, real quick. You come on out here to Malibu. Meet me at the Fisherman's Pier at the hamburger stand in an hour. Okay?
Malibu? Look, Mr. Albright, Mr. Albright.
Pretty out here, huh?
Yes, all right.
I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Where are you from?
Texas.
Do they have an ocean in Texas?
Hey, Barbara.
Gulf, Gulf in Texas.
Barbara, where are you?
I think your friends are looking for you.
Care. My sister brought me here because my parents made her. All she wants to do is make out with Herman and smoke cigarettes.
Hey, man. What are you doing out here? Hey, what's going on?
Leave us alone, Herman. We're just talking.
Listen, we don't need you talking to her, okay?
Hey, I said leave us alone. We're just talking about the ocean.
This nigger's trying to pick up on Barbara. That's what's wrong.
Hey, Phil, what's wrong with you? You got a problem?
We already got trouble.
I'm not
just trying to be polite.
No, you're not. We're talking about the ocean.
Hey there.
What do you want?
What's going on?
What do you want?
What do I want? I want to see your brains.
Run, man, run!
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean it. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
You sorry enough?
Yes, sir. I am.
You sorry enough?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Then prove it. Come on. Prove it. Show him.
Suck it, Peter. You son of a bitch.
I think he's got the point.
You heard me.
Go on.
He's got the point. Do it!
I'll kill you. I'll blow your brains out.
Okay. Don't shoot me, please.
Now go on. Go on.
Son of a gun. You're gonna do it, aren't you?
Sick bastard.
Oh, get my eye!
Get the hell out of here. Don't call the cops. I'll kill you!
Hurry up, man! Come on! What are you
doing? I don't think they'd dare call the cops, but we better get the hell out of here in case they do. What you got, Easy?
Ain't no harm gonna come to that girl or anybody else because of me.
How should I know? Mr. Carter tells me he wants to buy her gold ring and live happily ever after. What do you got?
Woman told me she was with a man named Frank Green.
Hang on. Where?
Over to the Skylar apartment, Skylar 83rd.
Skylar 83rd? Frank Green. What do you know about this guy?
He's a gangster, hijacker, looking cigarette, supposed to be pretty good with a knife.
You ever see him in action?
No, I just heard about him.
Easy? There's another 100.
I'll be calling you again.
Mr. Rawlins, I'm Detective Miller.
Mason.
What?
Turn around and put your hand on
the top. Looks like you come with us.
Where? You'll see.
Well, why are you arresting me?
You'll see.
Look, I got a right to know why you're arresting me now.
You got a right to fall down, Bill, your face. You got a right to come with me. Come on.
Ezekiel Rawlins. So you can take those cuffs off if you want to cooperate.
Yes, sir. I'm cooperating.
Turn around. Sit over there. Sit down. Earlier this morning, about 5 a.m.
What do you mean?
It means this morning.
I was out drinking. I carried a friend into his house. I don't know. I could have been on my way home. I don't know. I ain't looking at no clock.
Drinking at 89th and Central. Legal club called John's.
Man, what is going on?
As we'll answer, Ezekiel, you got a lot bigger troubles than busting
someone in the bar. I don't know what you're talking about.
What we're talking about is taking your black ass out behind the station and putting a boat in your hand. That's what we're talking about.
Sit down.
Now, what time did you leave Greta James' house this morning?
Around 5:30, I guess.
You go back later in the day?
No, sir, I did not.
You and Dupree Bouchon, did you have words over Miss James?
Words?
You heard him. Did you two argue over Coretta James?
Oh, we didn't argue
about...
Nothing. He was asleep.
Yeah, she went to sleep, too. But she's not going to be waking up, Ezekiel.
What?
Now, where did you go when you left Miss James' house?
Wait. What are you talking about? She ain't going to be waking up.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I had a hangover.
Oh, you had a hangover?
Yeah, I went home.
He had a hangover. That explains everything. He went home. He had a hangover.
Back off!
Here.
No! Get out of here!
Let me in!
Let's go!
Get out!
Get out of here!
Come on! Come
Get out!
Son of a bitch!
Jack, get out!
All right.
Calm down!
All right.
Calm down. Come.
You son of a bitch.
They left me alone in that musty little room another 3 hours till some guy in a suit about two sizes too big for him came in and said I could go. The game of cops and niggers kept up outside the station, but I hardly even noticed. I had seen dead bodies before. Cold, hard, still as concrete, their eyes wide open, staring up at nothing. But not Coretta. I could still feel her heartbeat.
Ezekiel Rollins. Hold on, Ezekiel. Somebody in the back would like to talk to you.
Look, I ain't got time right now.
Get in, we'll take you. The boss wants to talk to you about Coretta James. Listen, if you wanted to hurt you, it would have happened already. Come on. Get in.
My adopted son, Jesus. I can see the police roughed you up a bit. That's a practice of theirs that has to change, Mr. Rollins. That has to change.
Thank you.
She was beaten and died of a heavy blow to the back of the head. I suppose you already know that.
No, I didn't, Mr. Terrell.
Oh, you know who I am?
Well, newspapers. I know you're running for mayor against Todd Carter.
I am the next mayor, Mr. Rollins. And luckily for you, a friend of the Negro. Coretta worked for a while for me. She answered phones at my campaign office on 103rd and Western. So when I heard that the police had a suspect, I got out of bed immediately, personally, because of my concern. Was there anyone with you, Mr. Rollins? Anyone besides Mr. Dupre Bouchard?
No, sir.
A young lady named Daphne Monet, perhaps?
Nobody.
Of course not. I mean, why would you tell someone whom you've only just met? I mean, you can't trust me, Mr. Rollins.
There was nobody else there.
I believe you. Can we drop you off at your...
No, I mean, I can get out of here.
Are you sure? This must be quite out of your way.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
May I offer you a cab fare?
No, thank you.
You sure?
No, it's okay.
Norman?
Daphne sleep by now, so go around here telling everybody Daphne.
colored woman ain't good enough for you in Ohio,
Hello? Is this Mr. Rollins?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Daphne Monet. You're looking for me.
Who told you that?
You know who told me. Coretta. She was found murdered this morning. I don't know what I should do. Would you care to talk to me alone, or is this something I should call the police about?
No, ain't no reason to call the police.
Then why don't you come over and explain yourself to me? I'm at the Ambassador Hotel. This part of the hotel is white only, so go to the side entrance in half an hour and Louis the bellboy will sneak you up. Mr. Rollins.
Hello, Miss Monet.
I don't know if I should think of you as a friend of Coretta's or as a private dick.
Well, I ain't no detective. No, I was just hired by a fella that works for Todd Carter.
You know, I had to pay Coretta not to tell you where I was.
Oh, she got you too. They gave me the wrong address.
Where'd she say I was?
Said you was out in Watts over to the Schuyler Arms Apartments with a fella named Frank Green.
Mm-hmm. And what else did she tell you about me?
I don't know. What else is there to tell?
Nothing. I make no apology for my feelings for Frank. He's very dear to me, and that's that. Bourbon?
Please, straight up. So how well did you know Coretta?
She was a very close friend.
So maybe you know why she got killed?
Why would I know that?
She said she was a very close friend. She knew about you and Frank. Maybe somebody wanted to keep that secret.
Mr. Rollins, if you're thinking...
Easy. You can call me easy.
Easy, if you're thinking that Frank had anything to do with Coretta's death, then obviously you don't know very much about him. Frank doesn't go around beating people up. He prefers to use a knife as his weapon.
And what do you prefer to use as your weapon?
Why don't you search me and find out?
I've had another drink.
Help yourself. Listen, Mr. Rollins.
Easy.
The real reason I called you is because I'd like you to drive me to Todd's house.
Beg your pardon?
Well, you found me, and now I want you to take me to Todd Carter's.
Why didn't you call Todd Carter? Have him send for you.
Well, I have to go someplace else on the way. Someplace that I don't want Todd to know about. There's a man named Richard McGee, and he lives up in Laurel Canyon. And he delivered a letter of mine to the wrong place, and now I need to make arrangements to get it back.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. Must be a pretty important letter.
Yes, it is. But I need to go there before I go to Todd's. I'll pay you.
What time you talked to Coretta this morning?
I don't know, 7:38, I guess. Listen, Easy, I don't really want to talk about Coretta just now.
Did you go up to her house?
No. She called me. She was in a good mood. She always,
Look, I didn't mean to upset you, Daphne. You understand, as far as I know, you was the last one to talk to before she got killed.
I don't mean to upset you. But as far as I know, you were the last one with her before she got killed. Now, where does that leave us?
Why don't you go and change out that house coat? I'll carry you on over there.
Are you nervous?
Nervous. Here I was in the middle of the night in a white neighborhood with a white woman in my car. No, I wasn't nervous. I was stupid.
You make a left up here.
Getting Daphne back to Todd Carter all of a sudden didn't seem so easy. Who was this guy, Richard McGee?
Just park behind that car.
Who's that at the door?
It's him.
Oh, yeah?
You fought in Europe?
Easy. What you doing in my house, man? Why am you here, man?
What the hell are y'all doing in my house? Y'all ain't got no right to break into my house.
Where you been this time of morning, Easy?
I went to see a girl. Why? You don't get none all bright?
I didn't come here to play nigger. Hey. It's my money you got in your pocket. We've been by that address you gave me on Frank Green. I was out here moved from there. A year ago.
So what you want me to do about it? You don't like the way I'm doing my job? Hell, I'll give you money.
Believe in God, Easy?
Huh?
I'm curious to see if things any different for a religious man, huh? I'm gonna show you what I do to people so they see things they ain't seen.
Seen it?
Where? Come on.
She called me. She had me to carry up to the Hollywood Hills.
Where is she now?
She took off.
Bullshit. Where is she now?
She took off. There was a dead man up there while I was looking at it. She took off.
Come on in. Sit down. Okay. What you do? Take his car?
Huh?
McGee.
Yeah.
If you can write, write down where you picked her up at. Write it down. Stuck in my molar.
I get that with popcorn.
Grab me some whiskey, Easy.
The liquor's in the cabinet. You get it your damn self.
He's got balls. You gotta give him that.
Shoot him. I'm just kidding. You're a brave man. I need a brave man working for me. You're doing a nice job, too, but give me a whiskey, man. You gotta find Frank Green so he can lead us to her.
No, thank you. Too many people getting killed up around me already.
Thanks. Easy. You're connectable to two murders. You're gonna do whatever I tell you to do. You find him. I will be checking in.
That's some cheap shit. Let's go.
Since Albright likes surprise parties, I had a friend of my own I wanted to invite. I placed a call to Etta Mae Alexander in Houston. Told her to get a message to her husband, Miles. Called me last night, Joppy.
What girl is that?
The one your friend Albright is looking for.
Uh-huh. That's pretty lucky.
No, it wasn't no luck at all, Joppy. It was you. You and Coretta was the only ones that had my phone number and knew I was looking for the girl. And Coretta was too busy scamming Daphne, so it couldn't have been her. No, it was you, Joppy.
Maybe she looked it in the phone book.
I ain't in the phone book.
Now, you supposed to be my friend. Now, why in the hell didn't you tell the man where the girl was? Your damn self.
The first place, what the hell you mean coming up here looking all ugly like you think you're going to do something?
I think I'm going to do something.
Hey! Hey!
What? That's my mama! My uncle left me that after he died.
God damn it, he's about to get it back.
All right, Bart, come on, let's talk. Let's talk.
What you done got me into?
All right. She asked me to help her because I told her Albright was looking for her. And I figured I could help you make a few dollars and throw Albright off the track. Now, she wanted to know something about you, so I told her. I guess I'll give her your phone number.
Where's she at, Jobby?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you.
Where's she running from, then?
She didn't tell me. Easy. Look at me. I am your friend. Now, I didn't mean to get you in no trouble. She... Look, you seen her. I mean, she is something else, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like Albright said, when you're mixed up in something, you better be mixed up to the top. So that's where I was going. All the way to the top. Everybody was peeing on my head and telling me it was rain. Guess they figured I was some new kind of fool, and maybe I was. Because I was ready to start fighting back. And I believed somehow that I could live through this bad dream I was having about pretty girls and gangsters and standing face to face with the richest man in town.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for Mr. Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Carter's a very busy man.
Too busy to hear something about that little chippy of his that dumped him?
Excuse me. Mr.
Rollins.
Why don't you come with me, sir? Not very smart talking about Mr. Carter's business to a secretary.
I don't want to hear it, man. It's too much going on for me to give a damn about what you think is smart.
Wait here, Mr. Rollins. Mr. Carter will see you.
Mr. Rollins.
Mr. Carter?
You've heard from Daphne?
Yeah, last night.
She's still in town?
She was last night.
And what did she say? What was she wearing?
Blue dress, high heels.
Mm, that's her. I'm sorry. Would you like to come in?
Mr. Carter.
Have a seat.
Thank you. I just want some answers.
Would you like a brandy?
Thank you. I want to know what I got myself into.
Beg pardon?
Well, I want to know the real reason Mr. Albright hired me.
Albright.
Yeah, the man you hired to find Daphne.
I think there's been a mistake here. Who are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You didn't hire somebody to find your girlfriend?
Of course not. As a matter of fact, until just now, I thought she was hundreds of miles away from here. You say someone's looking for her?
Yeah.
Someone's looking for her.
Look, Mr. Carter, nothing personal, but what's going on between y'all?
Nothing. We were going to get married, and we had a fight, and it is really none of your concern, Mr. Rollins. So someone's after her. Mr. Albright. And he says I'm his employee.
You ever heard of a fella named Richard McGee?
Who?
Look, why would somebody be after
Rollins, do you think you can find her again? It's important. For her sake. I'm willing to pay you.
Well, why'd she leave in the first place?
It's really none of your concern, Mr. Rollins, but I am willing to pay you to find her.
Okay. Okay. $1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take 200 right now.
You know what? I think you're trying to take advantage of me. Let me inform you of something. The incumbent mayor, the chief of police, close personal friends of mine. They eat at my house regularly and my father's house.
That's good, Mr. Carter, and they can help us find it.
No, they can't. I'll have Baxter write you out a check.
Mr. Carter, why you stop running for mayor?
I'll have Baxter write you a check.
All right, why is Matthew Terrell looking for Daphne, too?
Baxter will write you a check.
I'll take cash.
Here, take it off. Just take it off.
I'll be in touch, Mr. Carter. So Albright had lied to me. Instead of working for Carter, he was working for Matthew Terrell, the man running for mayor against Carter. And for whatever reason, they was all throwing money my way to find the girl in the blue dress. Anyway, I knew that her boyfriend, Frank Green, hijacked trucks hauling liquor and sold it at half the price to places down on Central Avenue. So I decided to kick up some dust right in Frank's backyard.
Now, Mr. Rollins, what was that? What were you saying?
Frank Green.
Who?
I'm looking for Frank Green.
I don't know any Frank
Green. Come on, why you treat me like this?
I don't know any Frank
Green. You don't know
Frank.
You know me, though, don't you? He told me to talk to you. Now, come on, give me some.
Talk about that, right?
I ain't talking. All right, well, give me a bit. Can I get a bit? Can I get a bit? Can I get a bit? Thank you. Oh no, wait a minute. Now, Frank Green told me that you had pints for it.
Who's Frank Green? I have no
idea.
Who Frank
Green is. Come on, you know who Frank Green is.
Talk to this man.
You guys, come on, don't treat me like this. Y'all know who Frank Green is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know from Frank Green.
I don't know.
Well, let's get him on the phone. Frank told me.
Hey, Zico.
Zico. What?
There's a man.
Ow! Damn! Frank, wait a minute. Wait, hold it. Hold it. Let's talk. Let's talk, Frank. Frank, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got $500 for you, Frank. Listen. Rich white man, what's the fun?
Hey. You want me to shoot this son of a bitch, easy?
Miles!
Huh? You want me shooting?
Oh. It's all right.
What the hell is happening, man? God damn it, I'm gonna blow your nose.
No, wait, no, don't shoot him. Where's Daphne Monet, Frank? All right, look, all right, maybe you don't know where she is, but hey, we can help each other find her, man.
You heard him.
Mouse, no!
college resident.
Nah,
he's busy right now. You're gonna have to call back.
Look, a rich man is willing to pay $1,000 just to talk to this girl. $1,000, that's a hell of a lot of money, man. Frank.
Wait. Let me try. Now, look here, Frank. It's Frank, right?
Yeah.
Frank?
Ah! What the hell are you? You ain't got no home right now. Let go of me. Hey, man. Damn it.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Don't you ever grab me when I got a gun in my hand. Shit. You got blood on my coat, Easy. It's a damn expensive coat. Where's your bathroom at, man? Is it in there? Now we got to go find that girl so we can get that money, huh?
Hell no, we don't have to go find nobody. I done changed my mind. I don't need your kind of help, Mouse.
Boy, look at you. Man, cut a damn smile in your neck. You gonna tell me you don't need my kind of help?
See, this the same shit you pulled 5 years ago when you killed old man Navarchete and them. You ain't even been in my house 5 minutes and you done shot somebody already, Mouse.
Come on, Easy. Come in on this thing, man.
No.
Easy, I'm trying to do right. Now. Come on, man, I can help you. Now, you know you're gonna need somebody at your back. I swear I'm gonna let you run the show.
Oh, you gonna let me run the show?
Well, I ain't gonna do nothing you don't tell me to do.
Ain't you nothing. You gonna let me run the show? You gonna do everything I say?
Man, I'm gonna do everything you say.
That's the wrong hand, Mom.
Oh.
Why you mad? Who was that on the phone?
I don't know, man. It sounded like some white girl.
Ezekiel, came to ask you a few more questions.
So why don't you invite us here?
I'll come out.
What happened to your neck?
Did I do that?
I don't remember doing that.
What do you know about a man named Richard McGee? A dead white man in a cabin over in Laurel Canyon.
He just happens to have a note in his pocket with Coretta James written on it.
You feel a little more talkative? Because I'll bet you 6 bits to a bottle of piss we're looking at a double here. All we gotta do is place you in a dead man's house.
I wasn't in no dead man's house.
Yeah, well, you know what we could do? We could go down the station. We'll send a team over here.
Believe me, they'll find something that will place you at that dead man's house.
Evidence has a funny way of showing up, you know?
Nah, y'all ain't got nothing on me, because I ain't done nothing, and you know I ain't done nothing.
We know you know a lot more than you're letting on. Now, you're gonna tell us everything you know, or you're going down for the murder of Richard McGee and Coretta James.
There's nothing to tell you. I don't know nothing.
Sure you do.
Come on, let's go.
All right, look. Why don't you just give me a little more time?
Forget it.
Maybe till tomorrow morning. Give me till tomorrow morning. Maybe I can dig something up.
What do you think, Jack? We could do that.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Take the cuffs off. You got till tomorrow morning.
Have a nice evening, Ezekiel.
I played along just like the cops wanted me to. It was all a game to them. But in the morning, they'd be playing for keeps because a white man was dead now. And guilty or not, somebody was going to have to pay for this one.
Hey, man, is Dupree's sister house over there off of Compton Boulevard or Compton Avenue? I can't find it.
Don't worry about it. We're going somewhere else first.
Oh, did that girl call? Easy, we finna go see that girl?
No.
I've been watching your house.
I ain't got time right now.
Seeing all them people that's been giving you trouble.
Just leave my trees alone, all right?
Man, I'm gonna go back and knock down a couple of them for you. I'm knocking a couple of
trees
down.
And
you tell me what you think when you get back, all right?
Easy.
What you want?
Let me in, Junior's private.
I ain't got no time to be fooling with you now. I'm trying to get some sleep.
Hey, you better go on open this door, Junior. Act like you got some sense.
Oh.
Go on, fool. Get out the way. We ain't got all day.
Have a seat. You don't want a beer?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. What you smoking there, Junior? Zapata?
Uh-huh.
This one's yours, too, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So why you kill Richard McGee?
Huh? What you talking about?
Ain't no time to play, Junior. I know you want to kill him.
You crazy, man.
Sit down, Junior. Tell me what happened, Junior.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the police will when they find out the fingerprints they got up in that man's house belong to you.
What fingerprints? What house?
Hattie had you to pull that man out of John's bar the night I was there, and he was laying up in his house dead with the same suit on and a bullet hole in his head.
I ain't killed nobody.
Oh, quit lying, you big old sweaty, thick-headed cornbread eater.
Thick-headed, you damn self.
Sit down, Junior. Go on, sit down now. You better tell me what happened, Junior. Maybe I'll forget what I know. Otherwise, I'm gonna tell Mouse to shoot you. Because, you know, I don't like your monkey ass, and he don't like you either. Now, you killed that man. You took his money, didn't you?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Didn't you? You just had to rob him, didn't you?
I didn't. I didn't touch nothing in that man's house.
God damn, Junior. Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Patty had me take him out to his car. The man was so drunk, he gave me $10 just to drive him home.
I know you took that.
Hell yeah. Then he was asking me about that white girl you was asking everybody about at the club. I told him I seen her with Coretta. What the hell I care if he knows?
Oh, so you gonna tell him, but you won't tell me.
I don't like your ass, Easy. And he give me $50.
$50? Just to tell him that you saw her with Coretta?
No, to deliver a letter. I give it to Coretta to give to her the next morning.
Yeah, well, you better be telling the truth, Jimmy. Yeah, come on, let's go.
I'm telling the truth. I ain't killed nobody.
All right, Junior.
That man was alive when I left. I ain't killed nobody.
The letter that was so important to Daphne had worked its way over to the other side of town, to Dupree's sister's house in Compton, I hoped. And Junior was innocent like I knew all along. But I couldn't see no harm in letting a big waterhead sucker sweat a little bit.
Hey, tried to call you.
Yeah, the cops just let me out the date. Sister gone to work, and I ain't feel much like talking. Raymond.
Yeah, big man. Hey. All right, now. Some pigtails I smell up in there?
Oh, yeah. Lula May made stuff before she went to work.
Well, y'all gonna have to excuse me then.
All right, Dupree.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Easy. Why somebody want to kill her like that, man? It just don't make sense to me.
Did Coretta say anything to you about the letter she was keeping?
Letter? What kind of letter?
From that white girl?
Nah. Well, I know it's on account of her that Coretta got killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everything between Daphne and Coretta was always such a damn secret. That old girl, she didn't think nothing about two-timing on Frank. You want some hotels, Raymond?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dupree.
And you know she messing around with that guy running for mayor, don't you?
Todd Carter?
Yeah, Carter, that's his name. She probably introduced Coretta to one of them guys she knew. She probably came over to the house. Saw that Coretta wasn't that type of woman. Cop said she fought him. Can you imagine it? My baby fought him. Fought him because she wouldn't have nobody but me. God, I can't sleep. I still keep seeing her face that morning before I went to work.
Junior had just came by the house, and she come running out carrying her Bible. She say, keep this for me, baby.
The Bible?
Yeah. And the police won't even let me go near the house. That's the only thing I got left that belonged to her.
The Bible.
I know it was a sign because she's so religious. Oh, God.
It's all right, baby.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Get you a drink, yeah? Go on now, drink this. All right.
I'm not free.
Oh, I'm not that.
I was scared now, and sick from what I saw. Pictures of a much younger Matthew Terrell and children. Innocent, helpless, naked children.
I got it, come on, let's go. Why, you crazy? Why, you drunk? Come on. Am I drunk? You saw me draw that gun in a minute. Texas can outdraw me.
Just put the gun down.
No, I'm drunk. I'm drunk, you right? Go for that gun right there. I'm gonna see who's drunk. Oh, watch it now, watch it. God damn it. Right there now. Oh, yeah. Now this fool gonna call me out. He ain't been got no gun. I'll kill that motherfucker.
No. Let him go.
Hmm?
Let him live. And he'll be scared of you every time you walk into a room.
Shit, he better be scared. God damn it, I'll kill him.
He will. And if he ain't out...
You better tell him.
I will. Trust me. I'll tell him.
Right there, goddamn.
No, keep an eye on him.
Where you going? That's right.
The pictures was eating at my pocket like a cigarette burn. Albright had killed for those pictures to get them back for Matthew Terrell. He had killed Richard McGee, who had sold the pictures to Daphne. Time was running out. But I had some unfinished business with the girl. She had called that afternoon, and all I needed was for her to call again.
Sorry, I broke into your house, and please don't be angry with me.
Now, why should I be angry at you?
Have a cigarette. You know, Coretta's boyfriend, Dupree, got out of jail today.
And you need me to help you find him. I already got the pictures, Daphne.
know, I paid $7,000 for those pictures. They belong to me.
Matthew Terrell might have something to say about that.
All right, then I'll pay you for them. I'll give you $1,000.
You gave Richard McGee $7,000.
Then I'll give you $7,000.
Damn, what does Terrell have on you, girl?
Nothing. You want the money or not?
No. No, I got two murders hanging over my head. Unless I give the cops a killer by tomorrow morning, I'm going to jail. Now, who killed Coretta?
I don't know.
It was because of them pictures she was killed, or wasn't it?
I don't know.
Your boyfriend, Frank Green, killed her to bring you them pictures, didn't he?
Of course not.
Yeah, well, you can tell it to the police, because I ain't taking the rap.
Easy, put the phone down. Put the phone down. Put the phone down. Easy.
So it was Frank, wasn't it?
He had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, sure he did. I knew there was more between y'all than just some backdoor romance. He probably pimped you out to call it in the first place. We going to the police.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, why don't you scream, huh? So I can tell the police about your boyfriend, Frank Green.
Frank is my brother.
What?
Our mother is Creole. We have different fathers. Mine is white. And that's what Terrell has on me. And so far, I've been able to keep Frank out of this.
Who killed Coretta?
It was an accident.
Who killed her?
She threatened to sell the pictures to Terrell.
Who killed her, goddammit?
I just asked Choppy to go home and put a scare into her.
Choppy?
I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. But Todd and his family, you know, they had to pull out of the election because of me. They really wanted us to get married. It was just because of the election that we...
Be a son of a bitch. Get her, Sharif.
Come on, get up.
Where are the pictures?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah? Take it to the car.
Now. Come on! Who are we gonna look to cover this shit, huh?
I woke up Mouse and told him to drive Dupree's car to 34th and Central, because it had come to me in less time than it takes to think. They were taking Daphne someplace more deserted than Albright's office up in Hollywood, someplace where there would be no witnesses, and I was being left alive to take the fall.
Guns you got. Huh? Give me one of them guns. Start up my car. Keep it hot. I'm coming out fast.
Albright's got the girl and he's gonna kill her. Now you better tell me where it is and you better get it right.
Now, easy.
Get
I don't
it
know.
Right,
I,
Joppy.
I don't know.
Get it right.
There's a cabin now. That's all I know. There's a cabin.
Where is it?
It's in Malibu on Route 9.
Make a right turn to the alley.
That's...
Oh, yeah.
Now you sure this is where Albright's gonna be, right?
I guess so.
Don't be guessing, Joppy.
Look, he done this kind of thing out there before, so I guess so.
Hey, easy. Man, what's done got into you? I thought y'all was supposed to be friends.
He killed Dupree's girlfriend, Coretta.
Hey,
you lying?
Nah.
I ain't done nothing like that.
Hey, wait, no. Hey, let me go, Weezy. Let me go.
Wait a minute. Oh.
$7,000. What?
The girl offered to pay me $7,000 for them pictures.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How much further is it?
You're coming up on it.
Ramming there some rope in the trunk, tie him up.
You all right?
Kill that woman.
Who said she told me?
I mean.
Easy, I'm just gonna load him and shoot him now, okay?
No, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him.
Now, you're going to tell me where the pictures are, okay? I don't want to hurt you, but you are going to tell me. Where are the pictures?
You gotta have them. Please handle.
I thought you said you had nothing to do.
I was lying.
Lying?
Yeah, you a liar?
What part of you is nigger? Your leg a nigger? Your arm a nigger? Maybe your face is a nigger. What part of you is nigger? Huh? You know what I'm gonna do?
I don't know. Please.
I'm gonna.
No!
Hey, Easy, is that you? Hey, Easy!
gone, man. Gone.
You all right?
Yeah.
Can you walk?
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go. Where's Joppy, Mouse?
Huh?
Where's Joppy?
He right there.
What happened?
I ain't had no time to be tying him up easy.
What?
Look, you just said don't shoot him, right?
That's right.
Well, I didn't. I choked him.
What?
Well, how am I going to help you out if I'm back here fooling around with him now? Easy, look, if you ain't wanting to kill, why'd you leave him with me? Come on, we got to go, Easy. Easy, come on, let's go now. Kill him and take that evening train to Houston.
Nah, Miles.
You sure?
All
right. Yeah, all
right. Oh, look here.
Now, I'll cut you in for half because I know you was too big a fool to take your share from that white girl yourself.
All right. Hey, man, look. If you need somebody to run them streets with you again, just give me a call because you know how to put some money in the nigga's pocket.
Upset them the most was that I didn't tell them. And then Terrell threatened to go public about my mother. And that just added insult to injury. But when Todd sees the pictures, there'll be nothing to stand in the way of us getting married.
You sure about that?
Of course, Terrell doesn't want to go to jail.
I'm not talking about Terrell.
Todd and I are very much in love, and in the end, his family just wants him to be happy.
Daphne had gotten the money out of a locker at the YWCA. It was money she had gotten from Carter's family. $30,000 to leave town. She was still convinced, though, that her Negro blood didn't matter now that Terrell couldn't use it to keep the man she wanted to marry out of the Maz race. She was in love and couldn't see for dreaming. Any better than the rest of us, I guess. Because even though we had fought a war to keep the world free, the color line in America worked both ways, and even a rich white man like Todd Carter was afraid to cross it.
Walk away, you!
The $800 that I owe you. And thank you for protecting her.
You have some pictures.
put you back in the race. I'm gonna need you to do something for me, too.
I know. You'll have no trouble with the police. It's a promise. Thank you. Mr. Rollins. Just so you know, I do love her.
You want me to walk inside?
I dropped her off at her brother's apartment, a fourplex on Denker Street. She had told me her story on the way home like a sinner who wanted to confess. Her name was Ruby Hanks from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I suppose all she really wanted was a place to fit in. A few days later, my conscience got the best of me, and I went by her place to bring back my half of her money. I was kind of excited about seeing her again. But when I got there, she and her brother had picked up and gone.
Find a job yet?
I ain't studying no job, Odell.
Ain't studying no job? How you gonna live?
I got a little money saved up. I'm gonna invest in some real estate. Maybe go into business for myself.
What kind of business?
A little private investigating.
You get in trouble doing that?
Yeah, well, like a man told me once, step out your door in the morning, you're already in trouble. Just a matter of whether you mixed up at the top of that trouble or not, that's all.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
If you got a friend that you know does bad things, I mean real bad things, and you still keep him as a friend even though you know what he's like, you think that's wrong?
All you got is your friend.
Get on away from that. You know that fool knocked down two of my trees? Get on away from that!
You better get away!
I thought about what Odell had said about friends, and it made sense to me. Odell goes to church every Sunday, so he would know. Later on, he challenged me to a game of dominoes. Now, what'd he go and do that for? We got to talking about Texas and fooled around and drunk almost a quart of whiskey. And I forgot all about Daphne Monet, DeWitt Albright, Carter, and them. And I sat with my friend on my porch at my house. And we laughed a long time.
Saw my baby there.